Ghost Hunter by Jane Castle. To heroic dust bunnies everywhere, and to those who admire them. Prologue. Harmony, 200 years after the closing of the curtain.
"Please wait, Miss St. Clair."
The small, neat man behind the reception desk leaped to his feet.
"You simply cannot burst in on Mr. Boone like this."
"Watch me, Melvin." Ellie kept moving. She crossed the vast expanse of the reception area with quick strides, her tailored pumps making no sound on the thick carpet. Her goal was the massive, elaborately inlaid spectrum wood door that guarded the interior sanctum of the executive offices of the Aurora Springs Guild. Melvin flapped his manicured hands.
"Mr. Boone is in a meeting," he gasped.
He bustled around the desk and hurried toward her.
"He gave strict orders that he was not to be disturbed."
"Don't worry, Melvin. Mr. Boone will see me." Ellie reached the imposing door 3 steps ahead of Melvin. She grasped the oversized steel and amber knob with both hands.
"Mr. Boone is involved in guild business, Miss St. Clair,"
Melvin yelped. "Mr. Boone is always involved in guild business, Melvin." She gave him an icy smile and shoved the heavy door inward. "But luckily for both of us, I have just discovered that as far as he is concerned, I am guild business. So you see, there's really no problem here, is there?"
"Miss St. Clair, please."
She nipped smartly into the inner office, whirled and slammed the door shut in Melvin's appalled